Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. One of the earliest reviews from the Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group examined the evidence at the time on training health professionals to help people quit smoking. A new team of researchers from Australia and the Netherlands has updated this review in May 2012. The lead author, Kristen Carson, from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Adelaide, describes the latest findings.
We decided to update this review in the hope that compiling the latest evidence would help overcome the lack of systematic implementation of smoking cessation initiatives for patients visiting our hospitals. Although the vast majority of health professionals ask patients about smoking status, very few offer advice to quit. So we contacted the Tobacco Addiction Group and asked if we could update the existing Cochrane review, and were pleased when they said yes. We added 7 new studies during the update, bringing the total to 17 randomized trials in which health professionals, including doctors, dentists, nurses, and pharmacists, were instructed in smoking cessation interventions, which they in turn delivered to their patients. These interventions included counseling techniques, nicotine replacement therapy, prompts, reminders, wall charts, incentives, follow-up appointment requests, and the provision of self-help materials, to name just a few. We have found that training health professionals to provide smoking cessation interventions showed statistically and clinically significant effects for the point prevalence and continuous abstinence of smoking by their patients. Health professionals who had received training were also more likely to perform tasks relevant to smoking cessation compared to the untrained controls. These include asking patients to set a quit date, making follow-up appointments, counselling smokers, providing self-help materials, and prescribing a quit date. The only thing which did not show a difference between groups was the provision of nicotine replacement therapy. Updating this review was particularly worthwhile because the new research has changed the conclusions from those in the last update in 2000. At that time, there was no strong evidence that training health professionals in smoking cessation techniques actually led to more people quitting smoking. However, with the more recent trials now included, we have found that these interventions do help health professionals to identify smokers and increase the number of people who are willing to quit. The program also increased the number of people offered advice and support for quitting by health professionals, and they should be integrated into routine training practices for all health professionals.
These latest findings and conclusions, along with fuller information on the recent studies and those from the 1990s and earlier, can all be found within the Cochrane Review at thecochranelibrary.com.